Genesis chapter 39, we're going to pick up where we left off last Wednesday night. Genesis chapter number 39, right in the middle of the life of Joseph. Genesis 39, verse number 1, the Bible says Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph. Remember that phrase? And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him. And he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass, from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favor. Wow, let the church say amen. Lord, bless now the reading of your word. I pray that you'll bless me as I preach it. Cleanse me of sin, empty me of self, and fill me with your spirit. Help me to be a blessing to these thy people tonight. I pray for all those that may be tuning in. May they too be blessed from the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now in the life of Joseph, we're focusing on this thought. And the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with Joseph. Could I ask you a question? Do you want the Lord to be with you? Do you want the Lord involved in your decisions? Do you want the Lord's blessing on your life? Do you want the Lord working? Do you want the Lord guiding? Do you want the Lord directing? Do you want the Lord's active presence in your life? We see that in the life of Joseph. We see that in this Bible character's existence. We see whatever stage that God allowed him to be in, that the Lord was with him. He ended up in a place that he didn't invite necessarily into his life. He ended up in a place that he never perhaps envisioned he'd be in his life. But the great thing about it was, it didn't matter whether he invited it, whether he envisioned it, whether he planned it. The fact of the matter was, he could make it. And by the way, not only could he survive, but he could thrive in the most unlikely scenario if the Lord was with him. And I'm telling you today, we're in some situations right now. We didn't invite. We didn't envision. We did not plan. We've seen some difficulties. We've all seen difficulties. But aren't you glad that even during these tough times, the Lord has been with us. The Lord has been with us. The Lord has been with us. We see at this stage, we've entitled it Joseph at Potiphar's. Overbearing, we're thinking about the Lord was with him. But specifically, we're thinking about Joseph at Potiphar's. It was a distant place, a far removal from home, a foreign resident he was. He was in Egypt. He got sold there to Potiphar. He became dealt property, not just a distant place, but dealt property. He became someone's merchandise, a distinguished owner. I'm telling you, Potiphar was no slouch. He was captain of the guard. He was a prestigious man and a difficult occupation. Joseph was customarily a keeper of the flock. He was a shepherd, and now he's working for somebody in a foreign land. This was not necessarily an easy job. Can I ask you a question? Is the Lord with you when you're doing something that's not easy? Oh, everybody's singing the songs of Zion, and everybody's hallelujah, praise Jesus when we're doing what we want to do. But when life, by God's providence, puts you somewhere you don't want to be, somewhere you don't like to be, working with someone you don't want to work with, can the Lord be seen with you when you're in a distant place and when you feel like dealt property, when you feel like someone's merchandise? Can God be seen in your life? And then thirdly, we saw divine prosperity. Divine prosperity. The Lord was with him. How? He was a prosperous man, verse number 2. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. God was blessing him. Aren't you glad that he blessed you down in Egypt? Aren't you glad he can bless you on that job you don't like? Aren't you glad he can bless you at a stay-at-home order? Aren't you glad he can bless you on a hospital bed? Aren't you glad he can bless you in the middle of a pandemic? Aren't you glad he can bless you even when things don't seem like they're going well? Aren't you glad that economy doesn't stop the blessings of God? Aren't you glad that sickness does not stop the blessings of God? Aren't you glad that adverse circumstances do not stop the blessings of God? Don't you ever think that life can take you so low that the blessings of God can't find you, that life can take you so far that the blessings of God cannot hunt you down, that life can cause you to be so confused that the blessings of God cannot bring stability. I'm telling you, there's nowhere life will take you under the providence of God where he cannot bless you. The Lord can be with you. The overwhelming success was that God blessed him, but the obvious sight was that Potiphar could see it. And we spent some time last week asking you, who can see the hand on your life? Who can see the hand of God on your life? Who can see God's blessing on your life? I assure you they're watching. I assure you they're observing. I assure you the boss you don't like working for is watching you. I assure you the people that get on your nerves are watching you. I assure you the co-workers that say the wrong words that grieve your spirit are watching you. I assure you that your haters are watching you. I assure you that the people that criticize your spirituality the most are watching you. I'm telling you, this was a foreign boy in the land of Egypt in somebody else's house that, by the way, had a lot. Potiphar wasn't missing riches. Potiphar wasn't missing fame. Potiphar wasn't missing fortune. Potiphar wasn't deprived of material blessings. But what he did not have was a viewpoint or a vantage point into the favor of God on one of his children's life. And I'm telling you, my friend, somebody that's used to money, somebody that's used to fame, somebody that's used to worldliness, somebody that's used to carnality, somebody that's used to all that Satan can offer, needs to see something that God is doing in your life that makes them say, I've never seen it like this. It's a good front row seat view to watch God bless his children. So stop fussing and complaining and whining and pouting. I'm not saying that our problems are not big and that they're not difficult, but I'm asking you, instead of thinking about how bad the situation is, think about how good your God is and how blessed you are to show somebody what you've known for a long time, and that is that God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Number four, I want to look tonight, if you would, at what I call delegated promotion. Delegated promotion. Look at verse number four. Joseph found grace in his sight. It's what I call timely favor. We see that Joseph had favor with God. But I'm telling you that when the Lord is with you, he'll not only give you favor with him, but he'll give you favor with man. Amen. God was blessing Joseph, but Joseph was getting favor from his master, from his boss. Hey, let me tell you, being a good Christian to have your favor from your boss on you. It have your superiors, your supervisors, those that are over you that don't even believe like you. They'll be extending favor to you. This was timely favor. He ended up in a place where he didn't want to be, but all of a sudden somebody didn't know liked him. And let me tell you something. Christian people ought to be the most likable people on the job. Christian students ought to be the most likable people in the classroom. Christian young people ought to be the most likable people on the ball team. They ought to see something about you that shows them God, that says, wow, I like that about you. Let me tell you something. A good Christian shouldn't make you a worse person. A good Christian shouldn't make you a worse citizen. A good Christian shouldn't make you a worse employee. Everything about being a Christian ought to make you better. The only thing the Christian ought to make you worse at is worse at sinning, worse at living for the devil, worse at being carnality. It ought to improve every area of your life. Timely favor, we see in verse number four. The Bible says he served him. True faithfulness, Joseph, he did his job. He worked hard. Be a Christian that works hard. Just because you don't like where you are doesn't give you an excuse to be lazy. Just because you don't like your job doesn't mean you shouldn't work hard. Just because this is not what you applied for, it doesn't mean that God didn't put the application in for you and get you the job and that he doesn't expect you to do what's right. Let me tell you something. Be faithful. Be faithful. faithful. I don't care where you are, what you face, what you're going through. You can be faithful. I can be faithful. Every day is not always going to be what I want it to be. There are going to be times you wake up to unfortunate circumstances and difficult trials. You're going to get a phone call, get bad news. The doctor's going to say something that you didn't want to hear. Something's going to happen. You're going to get in a traffic jam that you didn't plan on being in, whether in your car or whether in life. But that doesn't mean you can't serve faithfully. Be faithful. Listen, people will know the Lord is with you when nothing that you face causes you to quit being faithful. How faithful have you been during this pandemic? How faithful in your giving? How faithful in your worshiping? How faithful in your Bible reading? How faithful in your praying? How hard have you worked doing something you don't enjoy doing? That's true faithfulness. Notice the trusted function. He made him overseer of his house. And listen, now watch this now. He's taking this foreign boy, whom he has bought from the hand of the Ishmaelites, this fellow from Canaan, this fellow from another place that's ended up in his house, and he puts him in charge of everything in his house. And all that he had, he put into his hand. I'm talking about a trusted function. Hey, Joseph, you're over everything in my house. I'm going to trust you with every single thing in my house. Wow. Can I tell you, when the Lord is with you, there'll be lost people that will trust you more than they trust other lost people. There'll be coaches. There'll be bosses. There'll be other people that are over you that says, you know, listen, character thrives everywhere. You listen to me. Godly character thrives everywhere. I know you're thinking, well, these people don't love God. This man don't serve God. He drinks and he smokes and he cusses and he does these things that I don't approve. I'm telling you what, he may do those things, but he still doesn't want somebody that lives like him trusted with his stuff. He wants somebody that lives at a higher level than he does. He wants somebody that he can lean on and depend on and have confidence in to be trusted with his stuff. Can lost people trust you, Christian? Can a lost person see enough of God on you to trust you? Trust you to watch their stuff. Trust you to watch their kids. Trust you to pray over their family when they don't even feel like they have grounds to pray themselves. Wow. The trusted function. Here's what I call the tremendous flow. The tremendous flow. Notice verse number 5. It came to pass from the time that he made him overseer in his house. From the moment he promoted Joseph, guess what happened to Potiphar? The Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. Good gracious alive, I wish somebody sitting on the bed tonight in your house would say amen. Watch this now. That Christian boy brought favor on the life of a heathen just because he happened to be staying in his house. My soul, listen to me. When the Lord is on you and the Lord is with you, you're not the only one that benefits. You bring the benefits of God on the lives of other people simply just by your presence. Isn't it amazing that the flow of God's favor landed all over Potiphar's stuff for Joseph's sake? I don't know about you. I want my life to be lived in such a way that it helps others be blessed. I want God to bless my family for my sake. I'd love to see God bless this church for my sake. But I'd also love to see God bless lost people and God bless people that don't know him. Listen to me. The Bible says it's the goodness of God that bringeth us to repentance. Let me tell you something. Not only is Potiphar watching Joseph, Potiphar's watching God. Listen to me. You and I have the chance, as I said last time, to be a billboard for Almighty God. It amazes me how people don't mind being a billboard for a certain team. They don't mind wearing a jersey. They don't mind wearing a bracelet. They don't mind wearing a chain. They don't mind getting a tattoo. They don't mind a bumper sticker when they become a distributor for something. They've got stuff plastered. They've got stuff on top of their car. They've got signs out in their yard. People don't mind being a billboard for their political candidate. People don't mind putting statuses up and giving shout outs on their social media. I'm asking you, why don't you shout out God like you do your ball team? Why don't you shout out God like you do your political candidate? Why don't you shout out God like you do your business or your job? Why don't you say, well, I tell people about God all the time. I'm asking you, why don't you let how God blesses you because you're living for him, let that be a shout out to say, even down here away from home, even in a place where I'm not used to being, even feeling like a fish out of water, somehow the blessings of God have a GPS system that can travel all the way from Canaan into Egypt, into Potiphar's house. Aren't you glad that there's a chip in you? Come on now. Listen to me. There's something around your ankle when you're a child of God, and it ain't so the authorities can make sure you don't do anything criminal or leave the house. Somehow God has a tracking mechanism on you, child of God. You may find yourself in Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, you don't need to be somewhere where you shouldn't be because you've gone there looking for fun and foolishness. But if the providence of God dropped you off in a spot you didn't long to be, rest assured, your family may not know where you are. Your friends may not know where you are. You may not even know where you are. But I'm guaranteeing you, the hound dogs of heaven will hunt you down, and they'll bring you a blessing bone in the middle of Potiphar's house. But not only just for you, God will bless Potiphar for your sake. Wow. Is anybody getting the goodness of God because you're around? Wow, total faith, total faith. He left all that he had in Joseph's hand. Look at this phrase. And he knew not all that he had save the bread which he did eat. Watch this. I'm breaking this down. It's like Potiphar wasn't even taking inventory of his stuff. Here's what the Bible said. Potiphar didn't even know how much stuff he had in his house. The only stuff he knew about was the food he ate, the bread he ate. You want to talk about trust. This wasn't a son that Potiphar had raised from infancy. This wasn't an Egyptian boy that had come up through all the Egyptian schools. This was not some trained young man, that some protege that Potiphar had promoted from the ground up all the way to a level that he could be trusted. This was a Hebrew boy. This was somebody from Canaan. This was somebody that Potiphar had not known until he purchased him, brought him into his house. This was a complete stranger that Potiphar entrusted with all of his stuff. As a matter of fact, Joseph knew more what Potiphar had in his account than Potiphar did. Can you be trusted? Just being honest. One of the most discouraging things as a pastor is to hear about how many saved people have a reputation of not being trusted. Lying, cheating, don't keep your word, break your promises, don't finish your work, do sloppy stuff. Good night, a lot. If you're a Christian and you have a business, if you're a Christian and you do work, if you're a Christian and you offer things to people, you ought to be high and standing head and shoulders above everyone else. Your character with God ought to put you above the status quo and normalcy. It ought to be that lost people can see something about. Now, they may not all know all of the biblical words to describe your character, but there ought to be something about them. I like that. One thing about that guy right there, you can trust him. You don't have to worry about you don't have to be putting cameras on him. You don't have to be checking. You don't have to leave spies and bug the office when he's there. Wow. What a blessing. Total faith and thorough fruitfulness. The Bible says Joseph was a goodly person and well-favored. Wow. He was a goodly person. I mean, he just did right. He was just a good guy. You know what you afraid of? They're good people. They're just good people. You know what I mean? You know what that means? They're just folks that you can trust. Honest, upright, goodly, well favored, well liked, having a good report of people. Folks, we're living in a foreign world. Are you listening to me? This world is not our home. We're living as strangers. We are pilgrims. You look at Joseph and go, boy, poor guy out in Egypt, just away from home. Listen to him. Heaven's our home. The Bible tells us our conversation is in heaven. We just got little temporary tents that we're setting up down here on earth. We lay not up for ourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust do corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. We're to be laying up treasures in heaven. Amen. Amen. Only thing you're going to have when you get to heaven is what you sent ahead. You ain't going to bring anything with you. You got to send it ahead. And the only way you send it ahead is by living for God, living for eternity. And I'm telling you, we are living as strangers in this world. It's not our home. We are all fish out of water. But I'm telling you, biblical character and the precepts of God's word and the principles of God's word, they will thrive in any culture. You land in the most wicked city amongst the most vile people in the most godless culture, and you do right, there'll be people that don't even do right like you do that will like the fact that you do right. So, what a blessing. And I wonder tonight, are you living for God? Are you living for God in a way that God is raining down blessings on you and on those in proximity of you for your sake? You know, sometimes we're so spiteful as believers. We want God to just wipe out everybody that doesn't love God. I wonder if you were Joseph, you'd be on your knees at night in Potiphar's house praying, God, I hope you get him. Got the nerve to buy me and put me to work in his house. I hope you get him. I hope you get him. I wonder if you'd be wishing evil on your master. I wonder if you spend more time praying for your boss to not succeed than you are living for God so that God blesses your boss for your sake. I just wonder, have you ever thought about the fact that God has allowed you in an unlikely situation, in an unprecedented scenario? Have you ever thought about the fact God put you in that public school classroom? God put you on that job around lost people? God had you working for that tough boss that nobody else wants to work for, not because he wants to make you be miserable, but so that somebody else can see how good God is. Oh, I want my life to count. I hope those nurses could say, and that guy had a testimony. Oh, those doctors could say, that guy had a testimony. I remember the doctor, when I looked at him and said, Doc, please tell me I'm going to get better. Please tell me I'm going to get past this. He said, I can't give you any guarantee. Then he made this statement. You're a man of faith, aren't you? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, you better go off of that. Wow. I remember seeing him on an appointment after I got out of the hospital several weeks. I said, Doc, you remember telling me to trust God? I said, we trust God. And he did it. God did a miracle. And you know what the doctor said? Amen. I tell you what, my little weak body wanted to get up and shout. I just did it in my spirit. But I thought to myself, maybe that was his one glimpse at Jehovah. Well, don't you fret in your mind about standing before the judgment seat of Christ and hearing him say one day, you have one chance at that doctor, one chance at that coworker, one chance at that classmate, one chance at that person sitting on the metro, one chance during that phase where you were working for that boss to show him me. And the picture he got of me was not who I really am. You want to hear Jesus say that? Whew. The Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. And here he was. Out of all the people in Egypt that could have been promoted, guess who Potiphar promoted? The stranger. The stranger. Why? Because he looked good? Because of what color his skin was? Because there was some HR policy that demanded you have to have a foreigner working in your house in order to keep things even? No. I'll tell you why he got promoted. He got promoted because the Lord was with him. And I hope, as we live for God as strangers in a foreign world, that even those who don't know him will be able to see that just like Joseph, the Lord is with us. Live for God, beloved. Father, thank you. We love you and we praise you. God, help me to live every day that people see you in me. I pray for our people. I know they're challenged during these times. We're all uncertain. There's so much out there that we can find no true facts or credibility at times, it seems. But one thing we know for sure, you are real and you are with us. May our testimony demonstrate the Lord is with us. Please, God, and may the lost see it be blessed because of it. Trust us for it. Put us in even a greater position to advertise for Jehovah. In Jesus' name, amen.